The Beach of Faliza. Chapter 1. The Marriage. The first time I saw the island, it was dawn, and the moon was still in the sky.
There's Faliza, Mr. Wilshire,
said the captain.
Your store is there.
I asked the captain for his telescope and looked at the brown roofs of the houses, the green woods, and the white beach.
Can you see your house? The white one with the big veranda?
Asked the captain.
When old Adams saw it the first time, he liked it. Poor old Adams. When I came back to this island, he was dead.
What happened to him? I asked.
He died suddenly one night,
said the captain. How did he die? I asked.
Some kind of illness, perhaps something on this island,
said the captain.
I don't know. The last man at the store was Vickers. He left Faliza because he was afraid of the traders, Case and Black Jack. People say bad things about them. And then there's old Captain Randall, who came here long ago.
Look, there's a boat coming now, I said to the captain.
Yes,
said the captain.
That's Case and his friend Black Jack.
The boat came closer to our ship, and the two men got on. I was happy to meet them. Case was a small man with blue eyes. He spoke well and probably came from a good family. He seemed helpful and friendly. We sat in the captain's cabin and had a drink. Case talked a lot, and I knew he was a good trader. But I did not know he was a dangerous man. We finally got to Faliza at noon. As we walked on the island, Case said,
Well, Wiltshire, you need a wife.
Oh, yes, I said. I almost forgot. There was a crowd of native girls around us.
She's pretty,
said Case, pointing to a young girl. Yes, who is she? I asked.
She's Uma,
said Case, and he called her and spoke to her in her native language. I did not understand what he was saying. She had a pretty face and body and a lovely smile, but she only smiled at me once. I liked her.
I think you can have her,
said Case.
I'll talk to her mother and then bring her to Captain Randall's house for the marriage.
I did not like the idea of marriage, and I told Case that.
Oh, don't worry,
he said, smiling.
Black Jack is the priest.
We walked to Captain Randall's house. It was an old, dirty house with a small, broken veranda. There was a store in front with scales, a box of tins, a big box of bread, and many bottles and guns. I'll do very well on this island, I thought, because my store has better things. The old captain was in the back room of the house, sitting on the floor, and he was drunk. There were flies all over him. He was a man of 70 who once commanded a big ship in the British Navy. Now he looked terrible. He tried to get up, but he could not move.
Captain's a bit drunk this morning,
said Case to me. He turned to Captain Randall and said,
There's going to be a marriage, Captain.
What?
Asked the old man.
Mr. Wiltshire is going to marry Uma, said Case.
Uma?
He said, surprised.
But why does he want Uma?
Be quiet, Captain,
said Case. Case went to arrange the marriage and left me alone with the old captain. I listened to the old man talk and watched him drink. That afternoon, an old native woman with tattoos on her face came into the room. Her eyes were big and dark, and she was singing a strange song. Who's this? I asked.
It's Farwell, Uma's mother,
said Randall. Aren't you afraid of her?
Me? Afraid?
Cried Randall.
I don't want her to come here, but Uma is getting married today.
Farvel suddenly stopped singing and left the house. It was already late in the evening when Case came back with Uma. She was wearing necklaces made of flowers, and she had a red flower in her black hair. She was very serious and quiet. I did not like what I was doing because it was wrong. Black Jack married us and gave Uma a marriage certificate. This is what the certificate said. Uma, daughter of Farvel of Falaisart, is illegally married to Mr. John Wiltshire for one night. Mr. Wiltshire is free to send her home the next morning. Jack Blackmore, priest. After the marriage, Case said,
"Well, Wiltshire, it's time for you and Uma to go home."
He wanted us to leave quickly. Uma and I walked to our new home. When we went in, she smiled gently and said,
"Me, your wife."
Her dark eyes were lively and beautiful, and I was happy she was there. I got up very early the next morning and went out on the veranda. Many young men and children were sitting outside my house. "What are they doing here?" I thought. "What do they want?" More people came and sat outside my house. They said nothing and stared. I went inside and said, "Uma, what do these natives want?"
"You know, no,"
she said. By evening, the natives were tired of staring at my house and went away. The next day, I cleaned the store and put everything in order. "I think I'll make a lot of money here," I thought. I dreamt of making money and going back to England to open a pub one day. However, something strange happened. Not one person came to my store. At about 3 in the afternoon, a white man came to see me. He was dressed like a priest, but his clothes were dirty. "Good morning, sir," I said. He answered in the native language. "Don't you speak English?" I asked.
"French," he said.
He tried speaking French to me and then spoke in the native language. I listened carefully, but I did not understand anything. I heard the names Adams, Case and Randall, and the word poison. I also heard a native word that he repeated many times. When he left, I went home and asked Uma, "What does Fusioki mean?"
"Make dead,"
said Uma. "Then Case poisoned Adams," I cried.
"Every man, he know that,"
said Uma.
"Gave him white sand, bad sand. He got the bottle still. If he give you bottle, don't take it."
I heard about this story on the other islands, so I decided to go to Randall's house to learn the truth.